Recycle Vinyl, Vintage Rock Radio, VR2.
From studios located in the rock and roll capital of the world, Cleveland. It's the VR2 show, brought to you by the University of Findlay, VR2's flagship station, WLFC FM. Now, here's radio's redundant pundits, Mike Eunice and Chris Krause.
Clumsy.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, are you downstairs?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm on my way down.
Okay.
You know what? I feel like dancing. I'm like, I want to hear some good music.
Well, then it has to probably be funk music.
Oh, what a great idea. Oh, you know what?
We're going to funk it up?
You know, we should funk it up. We haven't actually opened the funk trunk for a while.
No, we haven't. And I'll tell you.
What? What a great idea.
We love funk music so much. Why don't we at least once a month
open the
funk trunk?
Uh-huh. And we can get our afros out and our platforms out and just kind of look the part that we're enjoying the music.
You can shake the junk in your trunk.
Oh, shake the junk in my trunk? What a great idea. I got me some junk in my trunk.
Well, and we're going to pull the funk.
Oh, I'm excited.
Out of your
Let's
trunk.
Do it.
You
okay.
want to?
Yeah, for sure. We haven't visited our funk trunk for a while, since Don Cornelius.
Yeah, well, no, we never get too far away from the funk.
Oh, I know. It's time. I'm aching.
Are you aching for a little shaking?
Yeah, I'm the funky junkie, for
so,
sure.
So, what you gonna do? Do you want to get down? What you want to do?
Do you want to get down?
Yeah. What you gonna do?
Do you wanna get down?
What you gonna do?
Do you wanna get down?
I wants to get down.
Get down on it.
Here we go. Cool in the gang on VR2. I wanna get down.
Say what? Dude.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Come on in. Gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance by standing on the wall. Get your back up off the wall. Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance by standing on the wall? Get your back up off the wall. 'Cause I heard all the people saying, get down on it, come on and get down on it. If you really want it, get down on it. You gotta feel it.
Chris aboard the Soul Train as they salute music industry legend Don Cornelius with this soul and R&B classic on VR2 Vintage Rock Radio. Ow!
pretty. See, I was born and raised in the slums of a city. It was a one-room shack that slept in another chair beside me. We hardly had enough food or room to sleep. It was hard time. Needed something to eat my trouble, man. Listen, my father didn't know the meaning of work. He disrespected mama and treated us like dirt. I left home seeking a job that I never did find. Depressed and downhearted, I took the cloud nine. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Listen, one more time. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Folks down there tell me, they say give yourself a chance, son. Don't let life pass you by. But the world of reality is a rat race where only the strongest survive. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and that ain't no lie.
Ain't no lie.
It ain't even safe no more to walk the streets at night.
I'm doing fine on cloud nine.
Let me tell you about cloud nine.
Cloud nine.
You can be what you wanna be.
Cloud nine.
You ain't got no responsibility.
In the groove on VR2, Vintage Rock Radio. Yeah, we're just playing records.
Yeah.
VR2, and we are too hot to trot.
You know, what a great song. Isn't this?
Who is this?
Barcaze.
Oh.
From 1976.
I am moving and grooving.
You know, I like the horns in this a whole lot. This is an absolutely incredible, great funk song.
Yeah.
Love it.
It
you
is
remember these guys? They did Soulfinger.
And they did Hit and Run just for fun.
Yep. They did some amazing stuff. What I did discover about the Barcaze made me sad, though.
What?
The Barcaze were taken, actually, they were the Stax, like, band.
Yep.
And then Otis Redding came along and decided that the Barcaze would be his backup band, which is really cool. He took them under their wing, and they went out of town after a Cleveland visit.
Really?
Believe it or not, Leo's Casino. Uh-huh.
Cool.
That night, they left. They went to Wisconsin, and Otis Redding's plane went down, and so did the Barcaze.
They all died, except for two. That's okay.
The trumpet player and the bassist. Yeah, and it was a real trauma thing for Stax Record. Believe it or not. So what they did was they added new people. They went back into the studio. They became studio musicians again. They started all over again. But it was extremely traumatic, my gosh.
Yeah. I remember when Otis went down.
Yep. That was really, really, really sad. And then the second group, they did backup music for Rufus, for the Staple Singers, for Isaac Hayes. I mean, it was pretty amazing, the transition that happened to those guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, they were, I think they were slated for greatness, and I think that probably put a little damper on things.
I really, really, really like this song. I think it's amazing. So great choice, Mike.
Thanks.
Great funk tune. Love it.
Now, you could not possibly do a funk show without the Temptations.
I know, right? And especially Cloud Nine. You could be
right.
What you want to be.
See, they evolved their Motown style to funk. They adapted well.
Well, they had to, because kind of Motown and soul was on, you know, kind of waning a little bit, and funk came in. I mean, the whole concept behind funk is all about the lead guitar.
It is.
You know?
And that's what's missing from funky music now.
Yeah, for sure. R&B, strong, distinctive groove. That's what it's all about. And, you know, there was a time when the bass guitar was kind of invisible.
Yeah.
But the whole idea on funk, it was all about the guitar. Before soul music, bass was obviously rarely prominent. Anyway, James Jamerson from Motown, he brought it to the forefront and he sort of discovered the bass line as the centerpiece of song. So anyway,
for soul.
Yeah. For funk music.
For funk music.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that genre was one of those genres that was developed over time. You know, because it's a collection of soul. It's what are the other genres? Probably soul, R&B.
R&B.
But for me, it follows the body rhythm. And I telling somebody that you can dance to funk music.
Oh,
where
my gosh. I believe that your cells recognize that it's, you know, your cells are celebrating.
Your heartbeat.
How can you not get up and move? I mean, you just feel good. You're happy.
Yes.
You're absolutely happy.
I mean, after that, with people were dancing and it looked like they were having seizures.
I love this. You're right. They do look like they're having seizures. But Cloud Nine was number two on the charts, on the R&B charts, and I'll tell you what, 1969 was a great year. This song, song, features Dennis Edwards. And he, of course, as you recall, he replaced David Ruffin. They won a Grammy for this song. I mean, what a great tune. Phenomenal.
Great one, and we kicked it off with one of my favorite funk bands, and that is Kool & the Gang. Later in the show, we're going to hear from my favorite funk band. But
I know.
I love...
Well, we're in the funk trunk right now, and we're coming up with some amazing songs here.
It's a place to be that we love to be.
Well, it's kind of exciting because there's always something new to listen to. It's endless, absolutely endless. This song, Get Down On It, was from 1981, wasn't it, Mike?
Yes, it fell within the right years.
And he does some scatting in this.
He does.
Which is really cool. I like to hear it. I like also their songs, Joanne. Do you remember that, Joanna? What a great song.
My favorite by them is Misled.
Oh, Misled is a great song.
We've played it before, though.
Yeah, we have lots of times. Anyway, I like the fact that this song sold, actually it was the album from this, 70 million albums sold worldwide by these guys. Think of that.
That's a lot.
Amazing funk, R&B, pop, soul, and jazz group. 1981 for this. And the scatting is very clever. I love his voice.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm loving the show because this show puts me in my element.
Yeah, me too.
And, you know, funk music for a white boy, you know. Play That Funky Music was a great song, but to me, it's not funky.
No, it's not funky enough. Because it's not African-American. And I believe that funk, obviously, was created by African-American. That's the genre that belongs to that culture.
And we are lucky enough to be able to share it.
Absolutely. And enjoy it, most importantly. Enjoy it. And you know what was really cool for me? When I think of funk, I think of Soul Train.
You know, of course.
As we're looking through our trunk of great funk, I think of Soul Train and all the times that we got to see great funk on Soul.
You know, if they ever audition for another MC for Soul Train, I think both of us should try to go.
What a great idea. I would love to be Don Cornelius.
You'd have to be one of the Don Cornelius dancers.
I don't think I could do that, but seriously.
Yeah.
Such great memories. But anyway.
Okay. Well, listen, we're coming up with some masters of funk coming up after this. So we want you to.
Hey, don't close that lid.
No, don't. I'm not going to close it.
Okay. Come back.
But, you know, you can close me up in the trunk if you want.
Yeah, that sounds a little kinky. I'm a funky junkie, but I'm not that kinky, mister.
Okay. Well, hold on to your seats. We'll be coming right back.
VR2, recycling rock radio's legendary years, 65 through 85.
Vintage Rock Radio, the universe is listening, VR2.
We'll be right back. the roof off the sucker. Tear the roof off, we're gonna tear the roof off the mother sucker. Tear the roof off the sucker. Tear the roof off, we're gonna tear the roof off the mother sucker. Tear the roof off the sucker. Tear the roof off, we're gonna tear the roof off the mother sucker. Tear the roof off the sucker.
You gotta build up a thing going down.
Bang, bang, bang. spot. You really shoot your shot. You're down on my child.
Back in the basement groove with Mike and Chris on VR2. They're just playing records.
VR2!
We're in the funk trunk, Chris and me.
We are in the funk trunk, coming up with some really good songs.
And we're just having candy now.
Yeah, what a
little sweet
song.
Stuff, rotting our teeth.
You know, remember who the artists are on this particular song?
Cameo.
Uh-huh. From what year?
81. 82. 83. 84. 85.
1986.
No, it was not.
Was too. Uh-huh.
Okay, I stretched.
Yeah, but that's okay. I like the sax in this song. It's phenomenal. This was a number one R&B hit, Mike. Great choice.
Of course it was.
Yeah, great from their album. You guys might remember this. Word Up. Remember that?
Bump, 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 bump.
Word Up.
Yeah.
Anyway, I like it a lot. And I also remember, do you remember the video on this?
Vaguely.
Yeah.
Weren't they dressed up?
It was like a city street, and mm-hmm. and he...
It was sepia tone.
Yeah. No.
Wasn't it?
That was a different one.
Okay.
But there was all kinds of activity on a street, and everybody was dancing, and he was talking to the camera as he's walking through the street. It's an interesting video.
But it was about prostitution, wasn't it?
I'm Candy was about drugs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I knew it had something to do with illegalities.
You decide what you want it to be about. I mean, everybody says everyone's song is about
poison.
Drugs.
Everyone's got their candy.
I guess.
So, you know, a little eye candy. But
whatever.
Before that, uh-huh. We're burning up.
We're on fire.
We are in Ohio.
Uh-huh.
And we are with the funkiest band to come out of Ohio.
I got to tell
you. The Ohio Players.
I got my pimping clothes on, you
well,
know?
Well, you
I
can.
I got my fro on. This is really hard edge funk, I think.
I fro on my fro.
The Ohio Players, Fire. What a great song. It really was number one on both the R&B and the pop charts. Great,
that's right.
Great song. Ohio Players, Parliament, Lakeside, yep. Zap.
My favorite
all these
line,
Ohio-born people.
No, I
people.
Know. I love my favorite line in the song is, you're going to get your wish.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we are funkin'. We are so funkin'.
I like that Bootsy Collins was, you know.
Bootsy.
Yeah. What? This is an amazing song.
He was a cool cat.
He was a very cool cat. Woo, woo. I mean, very cool.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And before that.
Yeah.
One of George Clinton's creations, Parliament.
Yeah, George Clinton, what an interesting guy. This is from 1976. It was number five.
Give Up the Funk.
What a great song.
Yeah, it was.
The original name for this was Tear the Roof Off, Sucker. Do you
so
remember that?
Who can't move to this song? And you know what? I take any white person, any black person, any person in the world, and put them in a room with the right sound system and turn this up. Are they moving, Chris?
I can't imagine that repetition of we want the funk isn't in their head so
come
much
on.
That they're moving or walking differently. Their cells are thinking differently. I mean, come on. It's
I
a great
the bump
song.
To this song. Remember the bump?
Oh, gosh, yeah, for sure. This was, I believe, Parliament's first certified million-selling single.
Wow.
Gone gold, as a matter of fact.
I could not play this song enough, and it was one of those songs that if I was in a down mood, I'd put it on, and I'd be bouncing off the walls in seconds.
It's just a great song.
Yes.
I mean, and if you watch the video, then you really get entertained because it's way out there. But
that's right.
They've got the mothership. She's landing. But what a great song.
Yeah.
Great funk tune. Perfect from the...
Excellent.
The funk trunk.
And they were masters.
Oh, they really were.
I think the trunk is pretty much got a nice little section of stuff from Parliament, Parliament and George Clinton.
Yeah, I would
and
have
P-Funk.
To P-Funk. This
yeah.
is it, man.
You know,
yeah, funk is golden.
And the next song
yeah.
on our list was a song that I dedicate to my mother because she was the most superstitious, mystical mother on the planet. And Superstition, Stevie Wonder. The number one funk song on many lists.
I know that. This is a 1973 number one tune. What I love knowing about this is that Stevie Wonder, played every instrument on this album and on this song except for the horns and the guitars.
Who can say that?
Nobody can. I mean, he's that talented. He's such an amazing talent. But this song, the guitar licks and this funky guitar sound, the beat, the voice,
yep.
There isn't anything I don't like about this.
This was either a follow-up or a precursor to Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours. And I remember those two songs. I used to do my weekly countdown show in my bedroom.
Uh-huh.
They were always in the top five. You know, it broke the
Mike was a DJ in his own bedroom. He did it to the mirror, the one that he was looking in. I mean, like, really?
And as I spoke, I actually did my hair like Dick Clark's at
wow.
the time because my hair really wouldn't do the Don
Cornelius. You know,
we
really should have known each other when we were little. I walked around interviewing people with my, you know, my tape recorder.
Yeah, of course. I had to say it, play it.
Yeah, for sure. That was cool. But anyway, this is a great song.
And hey, you know what?
What?
We still have another set.
We do.
And we are bringing it up into the 80s in the next set and going all the way back to the
60s. Oh, look what we found on this. This is, wow.
Yeah,
this is going to be great.
Don't go anywhere. Besides my gangster hat.
Yeah.
It's a crushed purple velvet gangster hat.
Well, I have a mohair jumpsuit. How about that?
I'm loving it.
With platforms.
These songs just...
I know.
They're the accessories to the accessories.
I'll tell you what. This is a great visit. You're right. We do have to do this once a month.
Every month. Look for it on VR2. And
Funk in the Trunk. I love it.
It will be a regular on the stream.
Love it.
Our streaming radio station coming soon to a computer, a phone, or a radio near you. So hang there. So stay there. I never get that right.
So get funky.
Yeah. Funk with us, won't you?
Yeah.
Wild Mike and Chris on the VR2 show.
Years 65 through 85, 24/7, 365. That's VR2.
Oh, Vintage Rock Radio via tune.
And Chris is laughing because we're having so much fun.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
This is as funky fun as it can be. And this is the king of soul, right?
The godfather of soul, yeah. Mr. 1965, number 8.
Coined it.
James Brown. Papa's got a
James
brand new
Brown.
Bag. You know James what? Brown. This song, interestingly enough, was inspired by the fact that Brown had a legal battle with King Records. And he agreed to a new contract and higher royalties. And so it's kind of cool. Papa's got a brand new bag. He wrote this song about that whole situation. You know, he had complete artistic control at that stage of the game.
I kind of remember, wasn't he one of the guys, music guys, that lost everything because of bankruptcy? Wasn't it him?
It was probably because of stupidity, I'm guessing. Resulting in bankruptcy. I'm not real sure.
You have all that money and you lose it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Hammer. What's his name? MC Hammer.
Yeah, well.
Billions of dollars and the guy blew it all.
This song, actually, Mike, won a Grammy for the best R&B tune in 1965.
I have no doubt.
Yeah, great song. Love it, love it, love it.
My sister loved James Brown. She was, again, like me, the blackest white girl on the street.
You know, Marty. I was never, I know for sure that she would like James Brown because she was a good dancer and she liked to go to the dances and have a good
time. She used to do the mashed potato.
She did? Did she teach you the mashed potato? I could see that.
Of course.
How much fun was that? That's silly. But anyway, James Brown, I'm not a big fan. He's a little too aggressive for me, but this particular song I actually do like. The Godfather of Soul, he started the whole funk music.
That's right.
It was he who started
somewhere.
The movement.
Thank you, James.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jimmy.
That'd be the one.
And before that, The World is a Ghetto, but that's not the song we played. We played Cisco Kid.
No, but it is one of their songs. This was a number two hit in 1972.
It is.
Cisco Kid was a popular TV show, Mike, between 1950 and 56.
Yeah, I kind of remember that.
Yeah, and the whole idea was that, you know, the drummer who created this song, he decided that they needed some heroes that were diverse.
Yeah.
They needed heroes in, you know, it all came about because there were no ethnic heroes, quote unquote.
That's true.
So they decided that Cisco Kid was a friend of theirs. I mean, that's kind of cool, right?
That is cool.
I like this song a lot.
Yep. And before that, we had the mighty, mighty EWF Earth, Wind, and Fire and Mighty Mighty.
This is a good song. What made you choose it?
It's their first song ever.
Uh-huh.
And I think, you know, I wanted to just go back and play a song that you don't hear very often by them because we overplay every EWF song. This one, I don't think we've ever played.
No, I don't think we have either.
This one kicked it off for them, and they were the funk champs
they
for
were
me.
This is funk at its finest.
Yeah.
It truly is. 1974 for this song. I love the positive message. Maurice White, I think, wrote this.
Yes, Maurice, my man.
Yeah, and this is a group that was formed in Chicago in 1969, but a number four hit for Mighty Mighty. Great mm-hmm. tune.
Love it.
We said it at the same time.
And before that, a song about chewing gum and candy, juicy fruit.
You know, I got to tell you.
Juicy.
You know very well what you are. You're my sugar thing, my chocolate star. I mean, seriously?
Well, you know, as
candy
long as
candy rain coming down, taste you in my mind and spread you all around.
Yeah, I knew you'd like the words.
I mean, my gosh, where did you come up with this song?
It does. Well, it is a sexy, sexy song. This one is a bump and grind.
Okay. all right.
There are a couple places that I would probably bleep out, but I won't. I'm going to play the radio version of this.
Well, you know, this is a song. The title of the song is Juicy Fruit, right?
Just Juicy.
By M. Toomey. Is
yes.
it Toom? Toom
M.
or
Toomey.
Toomey? Okay. Yeah. 1983 for this. It's kind of interesting to me because he produced a lot of songs for Stephanie Mills, Roberta Flack, Donnie Hathaway, and the Grammy-winning single, Never Knew Love Like This, Stephanie Mills' fabulous tune.
Oh, I love
Stephanie.
So
he produced all that.
We've never played a Stephanie Mills
yes,
song.
Yes, we have. We played that song.
Oh, we
Never
did?
Knew Love Like This.
I love that song.
But here's the deal. I told you the other day, I said, you know, you're going to have to give up the whole bubblegum thing because African Americans don't like bubblegum. And only you could figure out to find a song called Juicy Fruit that's all about junk
gums.
Food metaphor and all that sugar stuff.
I know.
I mean, Mike, how did you do this? You found yourself a
dirty
funk
song.
Bubblegum tune. I can't even believe it.
But it's not for kids.
It's
PG-18, I think.
Yeah, although bubblegum was manufactured for teens and pop and
not
all
this,
that.
Not the words of this
yeah,
song.
Yeah, no, this one's a very serious grown-up song. Uh-huh.
It's a grown folk song.
It truly is.
So, Chris.
Yes, Mike.
Since funk is so much a part of our lives and we love it so much, the entire show could be a piece show. But have you picked a peace song?
I have picked a peace song. It's kind of cool.
And so will we be back to celebrate a funky peace?
It's actually a funky peace song. Yeah, from a very peaceful dude.
Are you digging in the chest for it? Did you find it?
Yeah, it's right here. Okay. I'm looking straight at it.
All right. We will be back to close the funk trunk for another month right after this.
Mike and Chris are back riding the peace train on VR2. All aboard.
VR2, and I need my final funky piece.
Well, this particular song will give you the piece, the funk piece that you need.
Really?
Yeah, it really will.
This is a bit of a stretch.
Not at all.
You
not
found
even.
Peace in a song called Sing a Simple Song.
Right. And it's all based on kind of an experience that happened. Remember when I sent you that picture the other day from the airport? Do you remember?
Was it this picture?
It was the picture of... no, it wasn't that picture. Now that's a funny picture. No, it was a picture of Desmond Tutu.
Yes.
Remember, I was in the airport, and I said, this has to be the most peaceful ad in the airport, and it was Desmond Tutu, and it said, his moral compass points to equality, the foundation for a better life. And then it had the words peace on it, which attracted me to it.
Okay.
Yeah, which, you know, for me, that's like, wow, I have to take a picture of that. So I dashed it off to you.
He was a soldier for peace.
He was a soldier for peace. And so I chose the song, Sing a Simple Song, because Desmond Tutu was a very simple man, and he found beauty in the most simple of things, and that's what led him to peace. He fought in a very peaceful way. And so, you know, yeah, it's a funk song. But I believe in my heart that the spirit of Desmond Tutu is in this song.
Well, words set to music could always bring peace.
Well, yeah, and he had such an astounding life. Archbishop Emeritus Desmond Tutu, a Nobel Peace Laureate, Mike, is one of the greatest living moral icons of our time, a key role player in the fight against apartheid in South Africa. You know, he was the first black archbishop of South Africa. He spoke out against the injustice. What the?
That's okay.
Is it the wine?
Just say no.
Okay. He spoke out against the injustices of the apartheid system. He became a prominent leader in the crusade for justice and racial conciliation in South Africa. In 1984, he received the Nobel Peace Prize, Mike, in recognition of that cause, which just blows me away. Because if you can win a peace prize, the Nobel Peace Prize, you're an astounding guy. So he became the principal mediator, Mike, and conciliator in the transition to democracy in South Africa. He recently has championed a campaign, certainly for the world. He's raising awareness for AIDS and all of its tragic consequences. Anyway, I'm attracted to people with a moral voice, and he's on the top of the list. And he has so many, many interesting things. This song, in the lyrics of this song, which I think is fascinating to me, the song, first of all, is a song by Sly and the Family Stone, Sing a Simple Song. Sly, like Desmond Tutu, was way ahead of his time, I think. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what's sad about Sly, though, is he's not in the Hall of Fame. Desmond Tutu has won a Nobel Peace Prize, and Sly, I personally think, is brilliant. But this particular song is all about singing and shouting these words in a way that just grabs you by the heart. This funk tune is absolutely incredible. So the entire Stone family's on this. Freddie, Rose Sylvester. Sly wrote the song, believe it or not, Mike. And Cynthia Robbins is the lady who does the screaming and the shouting in the song. Anyway, like I said, it's interesting that Desmond Tutu has that Desmond Tutu truly has such an influence on peace in this entire globe. He has said some very astounding things about peace, which really does tell me a lot about who he is. One of his quotes talks about forgiveness. Forgiveness gives us the capacity to make a new start, and forgiveness is the grace by which you enable the other person to get up and begin dignity with. And he also said that differences are not intended to separate or to alienate people. We are different precisely in order to realize our need of one another. But the most interesting thing I thought that he said, and that is so simple and very similar to the song, he says, "Do a little bit of good where you are. In those little bits of good put together, they overwhelm the world and they will change the world." So as in the lyrics of the song, when you feel down and out, sing a song. It'll make your day. Sometimes it's hard to care. Sing a song. It'll make your day. A smile so hard to bear. This lives in the spirit of Desmond Tutu, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll put a little tutu on.
And, really?
And I will say to you, you.
Yeah.
What VR will you say, Mike? Tutu.
And I will say peace to you, you. What a great funky set.
We will be back to funk it up again next month. So keep it right here on VR2.
Universe is listening.